Oh, it's great to be back, and great to be back with the League of Ireland football again.
We'll get on to maybe Derry City in a moment, but let's start with Finn Harps. Three games in, a win, a draw and a defeat with a couple of home games coming up now in a row, Joe. Kevin McHugh will be fairly satisfied with how the start has gone.
Oh, I think Kevin will be delighted. You know what he called him. They've got a good start down in Athlone, where Ajibola got a goal early on, and then look at Athlone managed to get one back in, and I think the sending off might have been pivotal as well. And you know, he'd be disappointed with that, but I think the bounce back that he got against UCD was really, really impressive at home in front of a good crowd. And you know, to me, one of the best performances, all round performances that Harps have had in a long while. And the quality of the two goals, you know, Shawnee Bradley got a great goal from a Hutchinson flick on, and you know, Shawnee Bradley set up then for Conor Tourish's finish was as good as any goal you'll see in the League of Ireland this season. It was a really smart finish from Conor, you know, something you would normally expect with Conor, but you know, he is capable of getting a couple of goals. But that was a really, really strong performance. You know, the balance of the team was good. The two lads at the back, Josh and Fanley at left back, was really, really impressive on the night. And Joel Bradley watching Conor Tourish defended really, really well. And you know, the all-round performance in the middle of the field, and I think the balance with Hutchinson, Tokum and Tony McNamee gives him a really strong performance then. And you know, Kevin would be delighted with that. And you know, then last week then to go away from home down to Cove and to go behind, and then for Lamingo to get that goal in, you know, in the 73rd minute was great to bounce back, and that does shorten the journey back up the road. So going into the Wexford game this week, I think Kevin will be and the lads will be full of beans, and you know, he'd be looking for a performance of the level that he's got this last 2 weeks.
Getting something from that game in Cove last week was massive, especially those kind of games, you know, when you're behind and you equalise in the last 15 or 20 minutes, it nearly feels more like a win than, you know, than it would be if you had gone ahead at the start, if you know what I mean. It was a very, very decent point on the road.
It was, and you know, with the way the lads were playing in the second half in particular, I was kind of half hoping or half looking for maybe a victory as well. But I think your sentiment is very, very right that, you know, coming up the road, getting that late goal and, you know, playing really positively in the last while, that will certainly do the lads, and it certainly shortened the journey coming back up the road from Cove.
For sure. So Wexford are the visitors to Finn Park tomorrow night. They've kind of made a similar start to Harps, but they were 3-0 winners in Cove, which was a fairly impressive result.
Yeah, it was, and you know, you have to take heed of that as well. But then, you know, Cork opened them up and down in Wexford, and they got a positive result there with Mpongo, one of our former players, getting a goal there. And then last week then in Athlone, it was 2-2. So look, at the minute in the first division, when you look around, there's very little between a whole scatter of the teams, and I would expect nothing different this week. And when you look at Wexford's side there, Stephen Elliott has certainly signed well. He's brought in a couple of really good players, and you know, that will be a threat to Harps this week. So they will need to be on top of their game to get something out of the match this week. But I do expect them to get a positive result this week again. And as you mentioned earlier, getting anything on the road is important. But I think making Finn Park a fortress and making it a really strong hold over the next 2 weeks, when you've got Wexford at home this week, followed by Treaty at home, and then you've got two away matches where you've got away to Kerry and away to Longford, and then you've got Cork at home. So, you know, those next five matches are going to be pivotal in setting up that first phase. So I think Kevin will be really looking forward to the game this week.
Just finally on Finn Harps, some of the new signings have come in and done really well. You mentioned them earlier, Lumingo and Ajibola, both on the score sheet already, and seem to be having a real impact at the club.
Yeah, Kevin has done well. He's done his work really well in the off-season. And, you know, looking at Tokum in the middle of the field there, when he's in there alongside Hutchinson, it gives you a real strong, stable setting in the middle of the field. And I've liked the look of him in the bits that I've seen of him. Fanley's been impressive at left-back. And, you know, to get two of your new signings to get goals early on in the season is really, really important. And I think the other thing for me is, I think the young lads, the local lads as well, have done really, really well. You know, Corey Sheridan's been impressive. He's done well in the big matches. Gavin McAteer's had a really, really solid start, as has Josh Cullen. And, you know, Shawnee Bradley has come in as a sub and started then. You know, he has done really, really well. And it's great to see that Max Johnson and Aaron McLaughlin have got their fitness back and are back now in a position to play. And let's not forget Owen McHugh made his debut on the first night of the season down in Athlone. So there's a lot of positives for Harps. And we're looking for a big performance this weekend against Wexford, and hopefully the 3 points.
Yeah, well, we'll have a live update from Harps Clash with Wexford at Finn Park tomorrow night. Jeremy Doherty will be there from 7:45. Elsewhere in the First Division, the Cork Derby sees Cove Ramblers host Cork City. Kerry play Treaty, that's another all-Munster fixture. And Bray Wanderers are at home to Athlone Town. Longford host UCD on Saturday evening. Joe, let's move on to the Premier Division. The big game of the week sees Derry City go to the capital to play champions Shamrock Rovers. Derry's first away game of the season. What have you made of those two teams so far this season, Joe?
Oh, Derry's been a great watch now. A bit confusion at times when you watch them because, you know, they haven't got settled. They really haven't got settled at all. And, you know, Sligo, John Russell will be kicking himself that first night when, you know, Derry got two late goals and got the winner through Josh Thomas. And then against Dundalk, it was messy. And again, Duffy had to come up with a goal in the 98th minute. And then disappointing against Bowes, but I think Bowes have been really, really impressive since the start of the season. And then last week against Waterford, you know, I was kind of watching Harps and trying to keep an eye on Derry, and next thing it was 2-0, they were 2-0 down, but look, at I think he's got to go down as one of Derry's best players in the last number of years is Michael Duffy, where, you know, what he did last weekend was just a joy to watch. And I really am looking forward to this game this weekend because, you know, Shamrock Rovers haven't set the world alight. Their first game was postponed, and, you know, yes, they beat Pats 2-0 and they got a draw with Dundalk 1-1, but last week against Bowes, like, they really were second best to Bowes, and it wasn't until those two late goals that they made the scoreline respectable. But the performance over 90 minutes was far from impressive. And you've got two teams who need to find a bit of form, need to find that what their best 11 is, because Derry are unsure. I'm not sure myself of how successful starting James McLean is in the middle of the field is. To me, James was always a wide player and I'd love to see him out there. But the problem is you've got Michael Duffy in those areas as well, and he's been your most impressive player in the last number of years. And what do you do there? There's going to have to be a couple of tough calls there. And Shamrock Rovers haven't really managed to settle. They've made numbers of changes from one game to the next. So it's going to be really impressive to see who settles first and who gets that first goal, because I'm not sure now whether Derry will be fit to get four late goals like they got last week to get a result against Rovers like they did against Waterford. But, you know, it's really going to be an intriguing game this week and one that I'm really looking forward to.
Just with regards to Derry City, even though the results on paper have been decent, would it be too harsh to say the results have maybe papered over a few cracks? Or maybe you see it as more of a positive thing that the team have been able to grind out them kind of wins when maybe they looked unlikely for large periods in those games?
Yeah, look, there's been a big turnover of players again at Derry, you know, people leaving the club and people coming in. It does, you know, football isn't just something you can switch the light bulb on and all things will be rosy and all bright in the house. For me, Derry needs time to settle. They need a couple of matches. But in the Premier Division, I'm sure James McLean has found this, although he's been away for a good number of years in England. It's not an easy place where you get anything handed to you lightly. And, you know, when Derry go to Shamrock Rovers this week, that's going to be no picnic either. So they're really going to have to make sure that they're well organised this week. The positive side of all of this is they've never chucked in the towel. They've kept going right up to the last in all their matches so far. So that tells you that the spirit is really good there and really positive. So, you know, Tiernan Lynch will be looking for that and he'll need that this week again. But I think the Derry fans would just be happy for a good, solid 1-0 win away from home and not have to go through the anguish that they've done over the start of the season.
Yeah, finally, Joe, just you were speaking about Bohemians earlier. You said you were really impressed by them. A brilliant start. They're away to Waterford tomorrow. In your eyes, can Bowes keep this up? Are they realistic title contenders?
I think Alan Reynolds and Stephen O'Donnell have done a great job starting the season. And, you know, who would have thought that Bowes two centre-halves, probably two of the most impressive pair in the season, up until the last couple of minutes against Shamrock Rovers, hadn't conceded a goal off Sam Todd and Hickey that came over from Galway. You know, they've been really, really impressive. They give them a really strong base there to play from. In the middle of the field then, Rooney, Devoy and Tierney have been really, really impressive. And another one that has come through, and hopefully he'll be fit to hold his fitness and stay fit, is Colin Whelan up front, where he's been really, really impressive. But, you know, Bowes have done really well and they've been impressive. Alan Reynolds has done a good job, and, you know, I would love to see Bowes being competitive, because it would just open up the league again to make it more than just a two-horse race. And that would be something that would be hugely impressive for the league. And, you know, it's sentimental. You know, there's going to be a new Daly Mount Park, and there's all talks of that. And you know, after the first game of the season, where everybody was talking about the negativity around the Dundalk and Drogheda match, it's been great to watch. And I think watching Bows and Pats the last night was really impressive. And people haven't been talking a lot about them, and I think will be a key one as well as St Pat's. You know, they're sitting there second. Nobody's speaking about them at all, and they've done really, really well. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really interesting season. And for the likes of Derry and for Shamrock Rovers, they wouldn't want that gap to be going out too far, because I don't know whether it'll be as easy to pull back big leads if people get out ahead of you this season, because there seems to be quite a number of teams in there who are really, really steady. And for me, Bowes has been really impressive in the start that they've done. And they, you know, can they keep it going? I think they can.
Yeah, it's all been it's been a very interesting start to the season, so we'll see how things pan out. Elsewhere in the Premier Division tomorrow, it's Shelburne against St Pat's, and Galway United host Dundalk. There is one game on Saturday as Drogheda United go to Sligo Rovers. Joe Boyle, thank you very much for joining us on The Score this evening. We'll be talking to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Mark.